flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Ain't that some? I be Mr. Finley, 106.7 The Fan. It is Thursday, 1 o'clock, and this is our normal spot. Bleep you Thursdays. And it's time for get anything off your chest that you need to get off. 1-800-636-1067. Give us a call right now. And I know there's some people out there you're upset with. And Jeff is hitting his shoulders like he got something to say.
Yes, I
do. Jeff, you're first. What you got?
I actually have a couple bleep yous. My first bleep yous goes to, I want to bleep all dog owners who are not competent enough to secure their dog inside either. A dog at 8 o'clock in the morning should not be by the trash ready to chase whoever's taking the trash
That's
out.
That's probably not nobody's dog, dog. That's probably just
a collar. It had a collar on it.
You should have got to him, Jeff.
Nope, I didn't have time. I had on slippers. My toes wasn't protected. I had to get out of there. My next one goes to B. Mitch. You my bruh. I love you. But this bleep you is going to you. How you going to say we in a query? We here today in D.C. Me,
Jeff,
Brian, and Landfill going to hold it down.
All right, well,
before the show came on.
I understand, Jeff, but you know what? When you wake up in the morning and you think you're going in, and then all of a sudden you start getting texts, well, you're doing a show by yourself. Hey, man, I'm going to miss something, and I just miss your bald-head ass. I'm just sorry.
All right, cool. And then my last one, just bleep Landfill because that's my boy, and bleep Brian because he's a Giants fan. That's it.
I thought he said he had two, then he had four.
No, I had a whole list. They actually heard me speak my list down earlier.
Well, it turns out, in addition to being mad at a lot of us, he's bad at counting.
Yeah, two. Him and JP. All right, let's go to Nick, man. Nick, what's up, man? What's your bleep you?
Hey, what's up, Brian? How you doing,
man? How you doing, man? Doing well.
Good. Hey, yeah, so I got a major bleep you that I'm sure a lot of people can relate to. And it's bleep you, Sean Hockley.
Yes, bum. Yes. Big
you
time.
Are constantly screwing over everybody. I don't know if you got your life savings bet on Philly this year or they got you with some, you know, with some blackmail or something, man. But you done killed my whole vibe, my whole season, just because, you know, you want to be a fanboy. So bleep you, Sean Hockley. I hate you.
All right, man. I'm with that one. I'm damn sure cool with that. Because it wasn't his fault that they lost that game, the last one. But when you look at the Saints game, they stopped the clock. Why would they, when they had no reason to stop a clock, why do you must have a whistle in your mouth? And whenever he referees the game that the Eagles are doing, they're 7-0. So I'm just saying, it's a little strange. And he calls strange calls. So if I run up to the landfill right now and he and I bump chests, and landfill grab my face mask and throw my helmet, and then I push him, and they throw a flag on me and not on landfill, that's somebody that's being one-sided. You know, I believe that. Then when I'm in a position after a two-minute warning, when you have no more timeouts, and one of my people, my crew, run out there, beep, 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 blowing a whistle, when there is no reason for us to be blowing the damn whistle to stop the clock. Okay? Didn't get out of bounds. He's in. What the hell is happening? So, and then you're going to say, well, we couldn't do anything about it. Well, you know what? NFL, I want you all to do one thing for me. Replay assist. Y'all keep hearing that little thing? That should be able to be used, since it's you all, someone in your office that uses it, and it's not the actual refs on the field, it should be able to be used for replay situations and penalties that do not happen. Like if somebody grab a dude on the shoulder pad and they call face mask, you cannot let that go through. So if you got the technology, replay assist, use it, please. Let's go to Pete from Landover. What's up, Pete? How you doing, man?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
How you doing?
My bleep you is to them officials that called that game with the championship. Uh-huh. When Frankie Louvu did the jump in the air twice in a row.
Yeah.
And then the officials are going to sit there when they're trying to draw us offside and say, hey, Commanders, if y'all jump one more time, we're going to give them the score. You know what? Bleep them. Frankie Louvu rocks. You know, Adam Peters. She reminds me of you. That man's got so much drive. I love to see that in the player. So bleep them guys.
Yeah, man. Listen, that there is a rule that stipulates something like that. But that rule is for, like, if, let's say, a guy breaks a kickoff and he's running down the sideline, I run off the sideline and tackle him. Or let's say a guy's about to score and the fan did something to him. That is for that type of situation. It's not for being drawn offside in a situation where people are trying to draw you offside. If you go back to that game previously, Frankie Louvu hit the line of scrimmage twice, right on the snap. He tackled Saquon for a loss that moved him out of field goal position, and another time he got to Jalen Hurts. So Sean Hockley was trying to be funny, and he got a big laugh out of it. But the NFL needs to realize that fool should not be refereeing for a Commanders game moving forward ever again. Just like David Boston's dad wasn't being able to be refereeing again for him whenever he was on a team against any team in the NFC. Conflict of interest, homie. And if Sean seems to love Philly so much, let him just be around, but don't let him referee their games. Make sure you send him out to Seattle some damn where. Don't let him referee games over here.
Yeah, I know that the Eagles have been pretty good the last few years, but what, they're 7-0 or 8-0 in
7-0.
Games? 7-0. That's a little suspicious.
Yeah, very, very. Come on, man. Hey, I believe people are humans, and I think some humans do some sick stuff. And Sean is not forgiving. So let's go to Matt in Ashburn. What's up, Matt? How you doing, brother?
What's going on, B-Mitch? How you doing today, man? Doing a great job on the solo show today.
Appreciate you, man.
Hey, my bleep you is all those big groups of trashy Philly fans that want to sit there and attack the small groups of Commanders fans, ripping their hats off and trying to bully them for I don't know what reason, but that's just uncalled for. So bleep them trashy groups of Philly fans.
I'll just say
they aren't all trashy.
If you are such that bad of a person, how about they just go one-on-one with somebody?
Exactly.
And then you'll find out this ball game.
Like a big group of Commanders fans.
Yeah, it's crazy. All right, brother. Appreciate you, man.
All right, man. Take it easy.
All right. I saw some of that stuff happening, man. Like, I mean, I saw it on TV, you know, but come on, man. You got to back off of that crap. Go to Adam in Leesburg. What's up, Adam?
What's happening, y'all? Major bleep you to the roadside workers that want to do side work on the side when I'm trying to get home to my brand new one-month-old baby. I don't know why they can't do this stuff at midnight like they normally do, but y'all keep holding it down. Appreciate it.
All right, bro. Appreciate you. Hey, I've always wondered about that. Why the hell you do stuff at one something in the day where, you know, this is where people start to get off and move around. Do that stuff at night. Now I've also been coming home late at night when I'm trying to get home. I'm like, why the hell they got to do this at 3:30 in the morning? it's some traffic, and they shut down completely when it's after 12.
They love trimming the trees on the GW Parkway at like 8 o'clock in the morning. I'll never understand.
That's the dumbest thing in the world.
I'll never understand it.
Yeah. They need to figure out that one because that's been going on a little too long. That road should have been built 5 times. Eugene, what's happening in Waldorf? How you doing, man?
What's going on, man?
Hold on, Eugene. Go ahead.
That hard count stat.
Say it again.
I said I just want to say bleep you to Jalen Hurts and that whole offensive line and that hard count snap and that push touch, man. Just go ahead and ban it. Get it out of here.
All right, bro. Appreciate you. Listen, I thought they were discussing getting rid of it, and then that went away. So, but this is what I want to know, and I watch every play, every time they do it. They call offsides on all the other, on a defensive play. Do you ever see how far the head is over the ball and how the other guy's hands are damn near past the ball? You know, so what the hell do you expect the defense to do? They're already at a disadvantage. You want them to just not do anything?
I got an idea.
They offside too.
I got an idea.
What's that?
We should get fans from all 31 teams except Philly. We got to boycott the tush push because it's illegal and it's cheating.
Well, only thing cheating is they offside and the referees don't call it.
Yeah, so it needs to be boycotted.
Now, I don't think I got the moxie to go out there and be going around the country doing that.
I mean, I got it.
You handle that. That's all on you. All right, let's go to Silver Spring. Check out my dude, Nate. What's up, Nate?
What's up, B. Mitch, man? I got two real quick, man. First, all the people that's been hanging out in these bathrooms in Silver Spring and all these fast food places that made them lock every bathroom and every fast food place, bleep you. If y'all ain't in there messing around the bathroom, they wouldn't be locking these doors so regular people can't go in there and use the daggone bathroom, man. So that's my first joke. And then me and Jeff was talking, we going up to Philly for every game from here on out. Bleep you to all them Philly fans that, man, first of all, they look like they stink. They look like they ain't even shower for 3 days. And they act like they was going to the bathroom on themselves. They out there picking on old ladies and all this stuff. Hey, B. Mitch, I'm going to wear a jacket that got 3 rings on it because we still got 3 rings. They still got 1. So they ain't got nothing up on us. They picking on people they know they can get away with. And we going up there from here on out, man. I'm out.
All right, man. Appreciate you.
All right, B.
All right, babe. All right, let's see where we going now. I'm going to Seat Pleasant. Vinny, what's happening with you, brother? What's your bleep you?
My man, what's up, B? How you feeling, man?
What's going on with you, bro? I'm good.
Hey, man, I got to bleep you, man. I don't know if you've seen this, but A.J. Brown was online, on live with somebody on Instagram, you know, trying to give kudos to Jaden and also trying to give us tips on what we can use and how to improve. So bleep you, A.J. Brown. We don't care about your thoughts. We don't care about what you feel about how we can improve. Go to the Super Bowl and lose. That's all I care about. Bleep you, A.J. Brown. Bleep you, Philly. Get up out of here. Amen.
And somebody say we're going to be living rent-free in their head the rest of the year, and that seemed to be going on. Because why the hell are you talking about D.C.? You're talking about Washington, Commanders. You should be worried about Kansas City and Pat Mahomes and Andy Reid, who probably got a bone to pick with you. Hopefully we'll get him on one day. Probably get him on next week, Landfill. I reached out to him already. Let's go to Steve and Olney. What's up, Steve? How you doing, man?
How are you doing, guys? Thank you very much for taking my phone call.
Doing well.
I want to go and bleep the referees, though, that stand over the ball when we're about to go and hike the ball and wait for the clock to get down to 3 seconds, where then we don't even get the opportunity to really run our play. That screws things on up, and forget them.
All right, man. Appreciate it. You know, I think that's a rule where the NFL has a ref stand over the ball until the other team can substitute their players. But you know what teams do? They move slow because they know the ref's going to stand there until they are given the opportunity to substitute. Well, the NFL should let them know at 10 seconds, we are going to move and let them snap the ball. If you hanging around taking your time, then it's going to be on you. They try to make this game a fair game, and I think some of the rules make it unfair to the team that's moving the ball. That is unfair because if the ref going to stand there and dudes coming on the field slowly, that's on them. Hey, let them snap the ball. They can have 10 people. You can play with 10, just can't play with 12. Let's go to Rowdy in Alabama. What's up, Rowdy?
Hey, what's up, B. Mitch?
Good, brother. How you doing?
I'm doing good, man. Hey, so my first beef, my first, the entire city of Philadelphia. What a bunch of Bammas. You know what I'm saying? A bunch of haters. Their hockey team sucks. Their baseball team sucks. And we hate their football team.
Yeah. We like their basketball team. That's right. Yeah, yeah. Josh.
Yeah, just because of the owner. Other than that, bump them too, you know?
Yeah, yeah. I with you. I got you.
Come on now. Hail to the Redskins. Raise hail. Let's go.
All right, brother. Appreciate you. All righty. Where am I going now? I'm going right into D.C., and I'm going to talk to my dude, Rod. What's up, Rod? How you doing, brother?
Hey, what's up?
What's happening?
I told Jeff one thing, but I'm flipping the script. Please, Jeff, getting on here crying still about running from a dog. You're running from a chihuahua.
That is crazy.
You don't get no equipment when you play football.
That is crazy.
You're running from a chihuahua. The dog is chasing me.
You're out of pocket. Can we hang up on him?
Rod, I want to hear some more. Keep talking, Rod.
Hey, I'm the one that's going to come up there. We're going to have a foot race. Me and you, I'm 56 years old, 230 pounds, and I'll beat you in a foot race.
Let's do it.
Hey, what do you want?
Hold on, Rob. Bleep you. Because how you going to get on the phone, faking like you my friend, and now you just turn on me like that? Oh, yeah, I'm beating you by a mile.
You can't run a mile.
Hey, Brian, I set him up real good. I said, yeah, I want to talk about the Philadelphia 76ers. Yeah, that's a good one. He didn't even see it coming.
Hey, that's how you get him. The okie doke. Young folks don't even know. He thought he knew everything, Rod. 56, yeah. You got him.
C-O-B-O, know all.
All right, brother. Appreciate you.
All right,
let's go to what? Brian? Brian, you up?
Yeah, I just have a quick bleep you to Scott Boras as we transition to baseball season. He is still holding my guy Pete Alonso hostage. So I would like to say bleep you to Scott Boras. Just let your players sign places.
All right. Well, Landfill, I'm going to do what you doing? Are you adding somebody to me? Okay, well, I'm going to do the opposite of JP. I'm going to take a break. B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Right back. All right, B. Richard Finley, 106.7 The Fan. When you hear that song, you know what that means. That means that we're going to be joined by our guy. He's going to be joining us on the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and cooling and air conditioning products in the DMV. And that means our guy, Peter Rosenberg, King of New York, joining us. Rosenberg Radio, you can follow him on X. What's up, Peter? How you doing, brother?
How you doing, B. Mitch? I'm hanging, recovering. Bouncing back. We're doing all right, man.
It sounds like you're losing a little sleep at night. What's going on?
No. I'm telling you the truth. I got to be honest. My sleep is okay because I don't want to shortchange anybody who's unable to get help. So we've had help, and it has been money well spent to get some help at night. Keeping me fresh during the day so I can at least do my jobs and. Nah, we've been pretty good, man. Obviously, we were up late last night watching the horrible news from Reagan National Airport.
Tough, man.
Super, super tough night. We were thinking about the DMV and everybody in Wichita and the U.S. Ice skating team as well.
Yeah.
So, yeah, just a terrible thing, man. But, yeah, no, in general, we are doing okay with regard to the rest, you know. maybe that's a silver lining to the football season ending, was I can stop having to worry and put all that emotion towards football. So maybe that'll help me.
That's how it was. Like, when I remember my kids were born, well, Bria during football season. Maya was born during football season, but she was born premature, which was, talk about some damn worries and nerves and stuff there. She was born at, 29 and a half weeks? 1 pound, 4.5 ounces, 11 inches long.
Oh, good God.
That was tough.
Oh, my God.
Then my baby girl came my last year, but I'm going to work. So mom was like, I got it. So I was cool. But I hear some dudes like, yo, man, I was up every 2 hours. I'm like, I don't know nothing about that.
Man,
taking care of.
You are very blessed. Well, listen, you were making yourself a very nice NFL salary, and your wife said, you know what, let me make sure I handle things so he can go and get that bag every week.
Exactly.
Teamwork. That's how it works.
Oh, yeah. Teamwork, make the dream work. Well, Peter, the season ended not like how we wanted to, but you know what? They gave us a great run along the way. Your thoughts on the whole season?
Listen, I'll let me just start by saying, with regard to the loss, it was not a shocking defeat. There was a reason that when we talked, I kept wanting to avoid the Eagles. And it's not because we could not have won that football game. I'm sure you guys have now talked about it ad nauseum. You know, like, you don't put the ball on the ground 3 times. We're having a much different conversation in that fourth quarter.
Yeah.
So it's very frustrating to have all these fans. Like, so I've been talking trash for 2 years because when the Giants played the Eagles, if you guys remember, the Giants played the Eagles in the divisional round in 2022 and got the hinges knocked off. You remember that?
Uh-huh.
And so I've had, you know, Giants fans and Eagles fans try to say, oh, look, you talked about that, and then your team got blown out. But that, we all know that's not the real story of this game. This is a game that the Commanders absolutely could have been competing to win at the end, but you just got to hold the football. So, listen, frustrating. I would have probably rather gone to L.A., but it is what it is. It was an amazing run, man. And, you know, I firmly believe in the idea of building off of momentum. And there's no reason for me to think that this team will not be able to be very good, and I would imagine better next season. I think we have the fifth best quarterback in all of football. That's what I think. I think the Commanders have the fifth best quarterback. I think you take the four monsters out of the AFC, and then you would take Jaden Daniels. And if you have a guy, and then now we got Cliff coming back, who has has a chip on his shoulder, wants to prove people even more what he's capable of. So I'm grateful. It was an amazing run, and obviously it'll be very exciting to look forward to a season this way.
Peter, we talked about this earlier on, I think, Monday. We were asking people their favorite moment of the season. What's that favorite moment for you?
That's a good one.
I came up with that. Nah, Landfill came up with that.
So I guess the obvious answer for a lot of people would probably be the Bears game. Just on the strength of how fun the moment was.
Yeah.
And that was, you know, I watched that one 50 times. I mean, who didn't continue to go back and watch that over and over again? In a lot of ways, though, the Cincinnati game was fantastic, and that was sort of the moment that you knew. But I think it's got to be the Detroit playoff game, man. It has to be for me because, number one, my daughter had just gotten here, and I got to watch it with her. And number two, this is the team that I all year thought was the best team in the conference, if not the competing to be the best team in the league. And to go win that playoff game and shock the world and to do it in the fashion that we did, which was, you know, Jaden being Jaden, pick sixes. I mean, we were doing things in that game I've never – yo, getting to see a pick six by your team in a divisional playoff game – Nah, I've never gotten to experience anything like that as an adult. So I'll go with the Detroit win as my favorite moment.
I'll tell you this, that game, you know, Peter, being there in person, where they, I think they give out these like wristbands or whatever, these little bands to people when they come in. And those bands are connected to the, I guess, the system, the audiovisual system and all that. And when music is playing, the bands are beating with the music. And like certain parts would be blue, certain parts would be silver. It was the one of the most amazing performances I've seen with like the light show or say like that. But to watch us never get fazed by none of it and just take their fans out of it, that was amazing to me as well. You know, sitting in there, I'm telling you, you couldn't hear yourself in the press box. And their press box, they don't have any windows on their press box. They leave it open. So you're getting the same noise as the rest of the stadium getting. And that stuff was, it was one of those type of stadium that could intimidate you. But Washington wasn't intimidated one bit at all. And I loved it.
Yeah, no, that it's so true, man. That building, no one really gave us a chance going into the Detroit game. I mean, we may have gotten a little too gassed going into Philly, but nobody was giving us a chance going into Detroit. So, yeah, that was a special moment.
Yep. So at this season coming up, and we watched the season. We know the team played great. They gave us a lot of great moments, but they're going to have to make some changes on this team. What do you think some of those changes should be or will be?
Oh, man, you know what? You're just bringing the heat today, B.
Hey, man, you know, I'm trying to go in the bag, dog. Got to go in the bag to get the bag.
Well, listen, we got a lot of cap room to play with, right?
Yep.
They got to beef up the secondary, man. They just do. We have to be – how many different games were we just getting knifed up? You know, and I talked about last week when we talked about – how this team was great at getting opportune stops, and I stand by that. But the truth is, it's just not a strong enough defense all the way through. And I really think that I would start probably in the secondary with this team. I will say I think the idea of adding another really solid weapon for Jaden would be tremendous. I mean, obviously, De'Ami Brown had turned into a guy, and it's a shame that he put that one on the ground because he had really had a great second half of the season in playoffs.
Yeah,
but the truth is, they still probably need another piece. You know, obviously, we don't know what Zach Ertz's future is going to be. If we don't have him, there's going to be someone else who we really need to step up. Because he catches a lot of balls for Jaden Daniels.
Yes, he does.
So I would say the two places I'd say are the secondary and the weapons for JD5.
Like me, when I look at any aspect of football, you know, and I play skill positions all my life, I look at the people in front, the lines. I think if you got more pass rush, you got better secondary play. If you have more blocking up front, you have more big plays. So I think O-line, D-line has to be enhanced. And if they enhance that, then you don't necessarily have to spend super top dollar on those other positions.
It's a great point, too. It's just weird for us to say because we're a year removed from having such an embarrassment of riches up front on the D-line that they literally like, oh, well, let's get rid of some of these. We got too much.
Yeah.
And now you're sitting there, and after Payne and Allen, you're like, oh, wait, we kind of do need some help up front, too. Also, we got to answer a question. I mean, can Marshawn Lattimore do it or nah? I mean, there's the physical availability part of Lattimore that is frustrating. And then, of course, there are just some moments that he had where, you know, this, I think people are always quick to kill corners because it is the most thankless position in sports.
Totally.
And we as fans don't understand what happens on a given play, and the last man you see get beat is the corner. So I think Lattimore – in a couple of games really saved our, you know what, but the fact is for him to be a valuable contributor to this team, he's got to be healthy next year or he's not there.
And like, I think that's what Peters is saying. Like, you know, we need to have him for an off season with all the guys. And then we'll see how that goes. I believe it'll be better for him, you know, to really see how people do it. To get the strength coach and all of, and the program to get him going in that, and he'll be I think he'll show what he's capable of.
So, yeah, so we'll see. You know, and then I know obviously a lot of people have issues with St. Juice. You know, Quan Martin obviously had a big moment there in the playoffs that Quan people are super excited about.
Yeah.
I like Jeremy Chinn. So, like, they got people who can play. The question is, that defense just needs to get better, whether it's getting bigger up front and better up front to save the secondary a bit or beefing up the secondary or both. But hopefully they have enough money to address all of these things. The beauty of it all is that I feel like they have a quarterback who is going to be able to get it done kind of regardless of what they have. But I really hope we're able to continue. You know, listen, I'd love to see more Zach Ertz. I thought Ertz really surprised me this year.
Yeah, he did.
I did not expect that level of performance from him. And obviously you saw in the game against Philly, where once Terry was kind of taken out of that game and we were not able to find him, he was the only real reliable weapon all day long for Daniel. So him and Austin Eckler really turned out to be great pieces from Adam Peters.
Yeah, listen, they knew what they needed to go do, what they needed to get, and they got it. And I think they need to just keep going. Because see, what they showed last year to me is you don't need top dollar in every position to win. But if you have them in certain positions, you can win. So as we look towards this season with almost $100 million in salary cap, I don't think they have to spend all the money. You got to get the right people that hit. See, we had went with all those first rounders, they all weren't hitting. If they get a second or third round that hits, that's even better than the first round that hit because they ain't making all that money.
So, exactly. And think about like a Noah Brown, for example.
Yes.
You know, that, before his unfortunate and untimely injury, you know, that's a guy who was an impact player that didn't cost you anything and nobody was thinking about. So it's not always about, as we know firsthand being fans of this team, it ain't always about the big sexy splash.
Nope.
Make the right decisions. But listen, I will be flabbergasted if we're not competing in a real way next year.
All right, I'm with you on that. I think we will be competing in a nice way, and I think things are going to be great for us. So, and the schedule's going to be tougher. The expectations will be higher. But I think they got the people inside the building that are willing to deal with all that stuff. So it'll work out perfect for them.
Absolutely. And listen, and you probably won't get every bounce that you got this year. I mean, winning the games the way that we did over and over again, that is very rare. But my hope is there are a few more games where we're not put in those situations.
Yeah.
And I really think that this team is – listen, you never know if you're going to get back. That's why at the end, even though I wasn't heartbroken after this loss because it was all bonus, the part that made it tough is, hey, as we know, championship games don't grow on trees.
Nope.
And you don't know if you're going to get one again. But I do firmly believe that this team will be back.
I also believe this, Peter, that the games that we won on the last play, how about already be winning the games going into the last 10 minutes, you know?
Exactly.
Hey,
that's
bro,
where you
I,
need has, to grow.
I had heart palpitations this year. Woo.
Exactly. Yeah. By the way, I don't want to be the cardiac commanders.
Hell
I want to
no.
be the low heart rate chilling commanders.
That's it. Beat them. Beat them now. Don't wait till late. Beat them now.
Exactly.
All right, brother. We appreciate you for giving us some time, man.
Hey, man, I hope JP shows up at the live show tomorrow.
Yeah, I hope he shows up in New Orleans.
All right, later, guys.
All right, bro. That's Peter Roseberg joining us here on the B. Mitchell Finley Show. Take us a quick break. We get back. We're going to find out how did the best go last night. Jeff, you're losing now. We'll be right back. B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. All right, be caller number 10 to 800-636-1067 to win two tickets to 106.7 The Fan live Friday, January 31st at the Tally Ho Theater. The Sports Junkies, B. Mitchell Finley, and Grant Denny shared their FCC restrictions for a totally uncensored discussion of D.C. sports. Really? Huh. You don't want mine to be completely shared. Behind-the-scenes stories of working in the radio and a preview of the Super Bowl matchup. Landfill, you heard them. They said it, huh? Don't ask me no dumb questions if you don't want a smart-ass answer, because I will be giving you one. Hey, Wendy, how you doing? Wendy, look at me. Y'all said we shedding our FCC restrictions because we not on air. So I could drop a little PK Twas and all that type of stuff on there. You know what I mean?
And theoretically.
All right, well, you know what? We had a good show today, man. Thank you, Landfill. Thank you, Brian. Oh, and Jeff, thank you, too. Did you hear me? You didn't hear me?
Nah.
All right, but you know what? Landfill, let's get right into the best, because we don't have to worry about all that today. We did a good show. I broke almost every time in a proper moment, and then I went over sometimes.
You were even early once.
Yeah, I was early. I just get it done, man. You know what? Play hurt, bro. Oh, holla. All right. Brian?
Everybody won except for me.
Well, damn, Brian. What we realized is you're awful with betting, bro.
Yeah.
I mean, you. We thought you were going to fit right in, but you're just terrible, man. You might need to go to another show. You can't bet.
Yeah, it's really bad. I got to figure out a new strategy.
Why you bet on all these obscure-ass college basketball programs? Stop doing that.
Maybe that's...
Vote on somebody that you really know. That everybody, like half the time, I'm sure you got people about the wreck trying to find out who the hell you're talking about.
Those are the games I watch, so I want to bet on them. They just don't turn out the way I want them to.
Don't bet on the games you watch, because that makes you stressful. Don't do that. Bet on the games you don't watch. Just bet, and then you find out tomorrow if you want or not. That's what I do.
Yeah, maybe that's what I got to start
I didn't know the Warriors won or not.
Yeah, they won outright, and you had them plus 10.
They killed them. All right, so what do y'all have tonight, Jeff?
Lakers.
You going with the Lakers tonight?
Mm-hmm.
Who they playing against? They playing against the Wizards?
Yes.
How much they favored by?
I think 8 points.
8 points? That's it? Hey, you know LeBron not going to play tonight. You going to chill. Well, Anthony Davis not playing.
Lakers by 8.5.
He always hurt. That dude right there. Listen, say what you want. Unibrow is soft.
Give me Penn State over Ohio State tonight.
Brian?
Ohio State over Penn State.
Oh, wow. Wait. Y'all going with just straight money lines?
Yeah.
I need to know this, man. Because, like, you know, y'all be throwing it out there, and then tomorrow, when you lost because of, then you're going to try to say, oh, no, I took the points. I'm not giving you no points tomorrow.
I'll take the money line, too.
Oh, okay, then. So y'all going face off. Y'all may as well just put $100.
For the week.
Put $100. Let me hold $100. I give it to the winner tomorrow.
Nah.
I mean, yeah, come
if
on,
this
dog.
Was Bowie State, I'd put my money on it.
Man, please. All right, I'm going to take Cleveland Cavaliers -9.5.
And, of course.
I haven't been doing it lately, so don't say of course.
Well, I mean... You know, can't teach an old dog new tricks, B.
All right, I'm going to leave it at that. Nah.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am. Brian, give me one of them obscure colleges that you choose. Oh, no, I don't want any of those. Hell no. Yeah, he got it waiting, too.
Oakland -14 against Green Bay.
What? Oakland, that's California, San Francisco, Oakland. They are always good.
No, I think it's a Midwest Oakland.
Nah, Oakland is normally, that's the Oakland in San Francisco that wins a lot, dude. Check it out. Pull it up. What color are they?
Brown. They're the Grizzlies.
I'm not going to worry about that. You probably have me losing. All right, we want to thank you all for joining us today. I think we had a good show. Had a lot of fan participation, which I love all the time. Joe Ben and I want to thank him. Also, Barry Zaluga and Peter Rosenberg. But the fans, I want to thank you all. Just like Josh Harris, thank you all. I want to thank you all for calling in and helping us have a great show today. Like I said, make sure you kiss and let the people that you love know that you love them. And our condolences go to all of the families affected by that crash last night. You never know. Life can end in a quick moment. So live life to the fullest. And always, always share your true feelings to people. You love them, let them know. God bless you, and we'll see you all tomorrow. Peace.